went to the digital ones, and, you know, I need to do that a little bit more because I don't have quite as much time to read through the magazine, but I definitely get that as part of the ARL stuff. And as you mentioned, you know, they're part of our hobby too. They try and do the legislation with the FCC and kind of help with our spectrum and you know, the stuff that goes on with that. So try and support them when I can, but definitely look forward to that podcast.
There's one other thing I'd like to mention, and this is the reason why I brought it up. On the episode that was recorded May 19th, Mr. Hallis discusses hunting down interference, and this is Andy's problem. He's got bunches of interference. It could be 2-3 sources of interference. So I have recorded to the computer all of these, and I can look it up now that I've found the date. The year is 2016, but that really doesn't matter. May 19th is the date where you can find it. And if you're still listening and you can get to a computer, go to the ARRL and the Doctor Is In podcast and search out May 19th and listen. These two gentlemen, they're tops in their field, and the discussions are going to give you some tips on how to run down your interference and put an end to it. Okay. Back to you, Michael. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
As always, again, appreciate you staying with us and making a few comments. Always good to talk to you. I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening. I don't think it's going to be quite as cold, but definitely stay warm, stay safe, and we'll talk again first chance we get. All right, looking for additional check-ins here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Tells the guy, just out of curiosity, how far back does your son want to learn about amateur radio? How far back does he want to go with learning about this?
Honestly, he got his call sign for me because it gives us something to kind of talk about. He's interested in been 2 years now, but you know, I think he's really just working on the communication side. You mentioned there's so many different facets of ham radio. I don't know if he's explored all of them yet, like the history or anything. I think right now he's just kind of working on his operation stuff, has aspirations of going ahead and getting his general and then moving on to extra at some point here in the near future.
Well, see, I didn't know what part and how far back and whatnot. You remember, I believe I mentioned it to you about that book, For Radio for Everybody. That literally goes back to the very beginning, literally. From when all radio information got started to 1922 to the early years of broadcasting. If he wants to know about the very beginning history of amateur radio and radio in general, I would suggest that to him. KI4LZI.
Definitely mention it to him. Like I say, I think he's just, you know, he kind of dabbles in electronics, kind of like I do. But you know, he did some communication stuff in the Army and had been talking about possibly, you know, with being down there on the coast, some emergency communications type stuff. So we had discussed him going ahead and getting his ham radio license, which again he went ahead and did that last Saturday, and. So, you know, I was really proud of that, just trying to help him out. And like everybody, I think we'll just see where his hobby goes. But he'll probably run into different aspects of the hobby, just like I think we all do. You know, for me, it's always been kind of digital communications, interfacing the radio, either CAT or digital communications itself. You know, but I think everybody ends up picking kind of a niche. Area, but then like expanding out, and like I mentioned to Larry earlier this week, I've kind of been dabbling a little bit of soldering here and there, and doing some circuit troubleshooting and component troubleshooting and that kind of stuff. But that's just what interests me this week. Next week, it'll probably be some other digital communication mode that comes out. But, Andy, I appreciate the recommendation. I wrote it down here. I had it written down from before, but I kind of filed it away. But I appreciate you bringing it back to me. I'll mention that book to him as well.
Well, that's the very beginning. I mean the very beginning. Larry knows he's seen a lot of it already. And if he's off down there, but of course he'll need his general class when other than just listening right now, 3907, the Carolina Coastal, net down there on 3907. The only thing about it is it's the same time as the South Carolina single sideband net. They both of those answer at 7 p.m., so I just thought I'd throw that in about that. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Again, definitely all good suggestions. And he's got a couple of folks down there he's working with that are kind of Elmering him as well as me. You know, he calls me and asks me some stuff. And, again, like I say, a couple of the folks were, I think, going to set him up on DMR HT or DMR rig down there so he can get started on that. And, you know, I sent him down there with one of my old Yaesu rigs, just a little Yaesu HT, just so he could listen and maybe get his call sign out. But he's still getting his feet wet, and I'm not sure really where he's going to go in the hobby at this point, but just glad he got his ticket. And anyway, Andy, like I say, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and making a few comments for us. But Andy, you have anything else for the net tonight, sir?
You just mentioned DMR. You reminded me of something. Out here, of course, he's down there, but through the internet, of course, because we got out here the communications group of Pickens. We've got a DMR repeater out here that's on Glassy Mountain out here. It's on the same mountain as our 147-195 analog 2-meter repeater out here in. From Aitlin, see, we don't do it every night. We was for a while. We do it just certain nights, certain Tuesdays. But at 8 p.m. on certain Tuesdays, I don't have that part in front of me, but what dates it is. But we take and do analog for a bit, then we'll switch over in to the DNR, the DMR repeater over there. Of course, up here, we're just using Pickens local, so I'm just pointing that out, too. KI4LZI.
HR with KI4LZI and the RagTube portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Andy, definitely making some notes here, but definitely good information. And like I say, I haven't really messed with DMR that much. You know, I've seen it, and that's one thing that, you know, I wish there was a better way. I know there's hotspots that can route different digital codecs back and forth, like Fusion to D-Star to DMR. Some of those hotspots work. You don't get the full functionality of some of those functions, but at least you can communicate back and forth across them. And of course, most of my equipment is Yaesu, so I've been messing with Wires X a little bit and some of the System Fusion stuff. And I was actually on Repeater Book, and it looks like there's a, I haven't tried to connect to it, but I did see over in Spartanburg, I could probably hit a Yaesu Fusion repeater over there. But I just saw that the other day on Repeater Book, looking up some new frequencies to give to him. And but the digital communication, you know, there's definitely some pluses and some minuses. You know, you got to have special radio or special equipment to kind of do that, but you end up losing some of the noise and some of the extra stuff that comes in on some of the analog stuff. But still, the analog, still, I like it a lot because, you know, it's easy to set up, easy to communicate, and it works. As for many, many years, and some of the digital stuff is just, I won't say difficult, but most of the stuff I end up doing is the analog stuff over.
KI4LZI. Well, all I got's an HT. Someone donated an HT for me, or I wouldn't be doing the DMR. Someone donated me an HT. They took it, upgraded to a dual band DMR HT and give me the UHF HT. The Heart System has a DMR machine up there on the same mountain that Disson here is up there on Caesar's Head. I can go to the other end of the house and I can get in there with that HT. It ain't like being, as you say, online, but if you're inside of some of these DMR repeaters, you can get into them. And the way they've got it set up, there's a thing, kind of like the way Echolink is. It'll give you a test, a kind of a, whether you can get into it or not. It will. And if you can, it'll let you know. As you say, it's all together a new bird, for sure. KI4LZI.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net and the RAG-2 portion with KI4LZI. Andy, let me take a pause here and see if we have any additional check-ins. Looking for additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, Mike, if you would, let me know if you can hear me and I'll come back to you.
Yep.
HR, K4CHY, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. K4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Had some issues getting in. I think I've got a battery that's sagging out on me, even though it's brand new, or it's got a full charge anyway. It's not new, and been having some issues, so I just wanted to make sure you could hear me first.
And I hate hearing you're having problems. This seems to be the week for it. But hopefully next week will be better. But I hate to hear that you have problems with a battery, too. I mean, I've got, I was pulling out some equipment. I got some old batteries I'm going to have to replace. I've got an old Yaesu FT6. Same situation, though. But yeah, hopefully you'll get that squared away. But you're sounding good in the repeater tonight and definitely got you logged in here. And Keith, I'll read out your call sign one more time. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. And definitely appreciate you sticking to it, coming by and getting checked in here with us. 4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the RAG 2 portion with KI4LZI. Before we continue on with the RAG 2, do one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Martin, you're down in the noise a little bit, but got you in there. A little bit of noise on your signal, but got you Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Quebec, KO4LAQ. And Martin, got you over in Malden, so appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Not sure if you can move around, not sure if you're on an HT, but again, you're barely making the repeater enough to copy, but there is a little bit of noise on your signal. Over.
I'm not in Malden, I'm in Savanti, South Carolina.
Oconee County, that's where Tomasi is, KI4LZI.
I appreciate the relay in there, Andy. I heard him say Tomasi, yeah, so I've been up there in the mountains. Anyway, Martin, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, and hope you have a wonderful night. I got your location updated as well, so hopefully won't make that mistake next time. But, Martin, appreciate you coming by. Spent a little time with us on Saturday night. Always good to hear you. All right, one more call, and then we'll continue on with the RAG 2. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Drive everybody for the moment, so continuing on with the RAG 2 portion. And, Andy, yeah, you know, it's funny because, like we were talking about, some of the digital modes are kind of fun to kind of, you know, explore and see what you could do. But they are kind of limited. Like, you know, one of my, I shouldn't say complain, but like when I start doing the Yaesu Fusion, you know, they have the rooms, you know, kind of like the internet chat where you log into a room, and you can talk to any of the hams there, but you can't really scan the rooms to see who's there. So you basically pick a room, you're not stuck in that room, but, you know, that's the only room you can listen to. So you can't really go up and down the rooms to kind of see which one's active, which one's talking. You just get a list of, you know, like there's 20 people in this room, 10 people in this room, and some of the bigger chat rooms, or I guess I shouldn't say chat rooms, but rooms, you know, there'll be 50, 60 people in there, and they're all just listening. Nobody's talking, and when they do, it's just for a radio check or something to kind of check and see. You don't really hear a lot of QSOs going on, but, you know, and then, of course, there's the digital-to-digital, you know, as long as you have a Yaesu radio, you can do direct digital to digital, and I think same with DMR, you can go digital to digital, and D-Star, same thing, you can do digital radio to radio without a repeater, which is, again, it's interesting, but, you know, it's kind of limiting in the fact that without a gateway or something, you can't kind of bridge across without, you know, one of those little hotspots, and those sometimes don't work as well as we would like them to. But I think it's still relatively new, still a lot of improvements coming. And, you know, I again, got the people that think digital isn't really radio if you're going across the internet. But to me, I enjoy that part. You know, hooking the interfacing the computers with the radios is one of the things I enjoy doing, and just kind of seeing where we can go with that.
Well, see, the thing I don't like about all the digital thing is at some point, due to wavelength considerations, they'll eliminate analog. And if everybody don't get on the same digital system, we're not even going to be able to communicate with ourselves, much less with anybody else. If this number of people's on system fusion, this number's on DMR, this set number's on next, this number's on APCO 25, if this stuff don't start to become interoperable with all there is, and then somewhere down the line FCC says this particular band 2 meters were taking up too much space with analog, and we need to go to some kind of digital system where we can squeeze more in. You see what I'm talking about? No one will be able to communicate with one another, and if you can't, you sure heck ain't going to help nobody out in a disaster.
I definitely agree with you. I think analog is definitely the way to go as far as, like you said, you know, it's the lowest common denominator. You know, if you have an analog radio, you can talk to somebody else with an analog radio. There's no digital codec and no programming and no, you know, access list, none of that stuff. And, you know, I have to agree with you there as far as analog. I hope it always is there. You know, people above my pay grade make that decision. But, you know, again, I enjoy playing around with the digital stuff, but always fall back to analog, and hopefully that's not going away. You know, I can't see where it is. There's so many radios, but, again, I've said that before, and decisions have been made on other technologies where stuff has been upgraded or kind of pushed in that direction. But I think the amateur radio community would probably hopefully have something to say about that with all the analog equipment we have out there and the years of history that go along with it.
Yeah, sideband AM on HF, and everybody going to single sideband. Well, a little bit there, after sideband, at least from what I read and saw, sideband stuff started coming out. You was getting stuff that didn't even have AM on it. And as a result, that pushed everybody to sideband. Well, double sideband AM takes about 6 kilohertz of space. Sideband signals narrower. I hope it never happens either, but I look at other things that's happened. Other digital systems for first responders. Our county over here, we probably got less than a year left being on analog, and of course Greenville County over there where you are switched over about 4 or 5 years ago. I heard it right down to the time that it happened. Then on top of that, if you buy a new receiver, you still can't hear it because they've encrypted it. So that's the reason why I'm concerned about the analog bit, because it always comes back to narrowing the bandwidth, you know, as it always has been. KI4LZI.
K4HR with KI4LZI and the RAGJU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, you know, Andy, I think that goes back to what I've always heard. Got to use the bandwidth we have and keep using it, you know, for the frequencies we have and show that it's being used and what's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to think if, you know, the utilization is there, I guess. So, you know, because if it's not there, then the FCC will come by and take it, as we've seen already, reallocate it for something else. But like you say, I think and hope, you know, we can always have both. I mean, I think that's the best thing and the best of both worlds. Continue on with the analog, and in case of an emergency, there's no infrastructure necessarily needed. You know, we can still communicate with the lowest amount of technology possible, if that's making sense. You know, even CW, I look at CW, you know, they talk about CW was going to go away, and you know, when they dropped the requirement, now there's a, you know, again, I'm paraphrasing, but I think there's more people interested in CW and learning CW just as much as there's ever been. So, you know, they've talked about that going away for a long time, but now, you know, everybody wants to learn it because it's the history of the hobby.
In here all night. I don't keep you in here all night talking about some of this, but some of this is just a rough issue with me because I don't know how many analog scanners I've had here over the years, and they all end up in the end being no good for, you know, first responder stuff, especially since this digital stuff come about. And when that happens, then they encrypt it on top of that. You ain't going to hear nothing on that. So if first responders are going to do it, the amateur side's going to be pressured somewhat to do it too, to a degree, like it was going from AM to single sideband. It's just, in my opinion, just a matter of when. I hope it ain't tomorrow or next week, but who knows, 10 or 15 years from now, it might be. Go ahead with your net, KI4LZI.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate the comments, and I share the sentiments exactly. You know, I would like to say that, you know, business and government have that extra money laying around where they can pay for all that digital stuff, whereas, you know, us amateurs, you know, we're kind of footing the bill ourselves. So, you know, the more complicated that equipment gets, the more expensive it gets. But, you know, I know been looking at some of the D-Star rigs and some of the new Fusion rigs, and you know, when I see one of those for sale versus, you know, $100 analog rig, I'm definitely going with the $100 analog rig. But same thing, I've got some scanners, you know, that I don't really use anymore or can't really use. I mean, I can listen to the ham bands and maybe some 10 meters, something like that. But, you know, I still enjoy doing that a little bit, and hopefully it'll be here for a long time to come. But, yeah, definitely share the same sentiment, but hopefully it won't come to fruition. We'll continue on with analog as long as possible. But, Andy, definitely appreciate you sticking in and making some comments tonight, continuing on with the net, and we'll definitely talk to you again the first chance we get. So you stay safe and warm, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. 73, Andy. All righty. Before we secure, we'll do one more call here, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control. 4HR, not that I'm trying to drum up any check-ins, but if I could get one more, I'd end on a nice even number. So this is AK4HR looking for additional check-ins tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu and the suffix of call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Anyone, I really appreciate those folks that came by and checked in tonight and those folks that hung around to rag chew with us. Patrick, KO4HKX, is on the stump tomorrow night to be calling the nets, and I know he'd appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with him again tomorrow night. Stand by, I'll pass my net report digitally, and I'll secure the net. CK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all stations who took the time to check in. Remember, do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless.